The deputy director of Kentucky's local government advocacy organization believes there's legislative will to pass new pension reforms during the upcoming 30-day General Assembly session. City government sought and got lawmaker action last year on a phase-in measure for future pension obligations. While local government leaders may have some anxiety about the pension payment schedule, Kentucky League of Cities' J.D. Cheney says it needn't be so right now.
There's not any uncertainty right now. That is the law. The employer contribution caps of 12% are the law that applies to the Kentucky retirement systems. They cannot require employers to make employer contributions more than 12% increase from one fiscal year over the next.
Cheney says it's difficult to know what form an overall pension measure might take, partly because there are more than two dozen new members in the House alone. But he says the league will again seek to see the county employment retirement system separated out from the Kentucky employee retirement system. The veteran KLC agent says local governments continue to seek state legislative action to diversify revenue-raising measures. The league's legislative advocate says that could include making a restaurant tax an option for all cities. Governor Bevin and lawmakers have also talked of more comprehensive state tax reform. Cheney says what he calls low-hanging fruit tax changes could be acted upon in the short 30-day session. He says some members want to do more.
The new legislators that I've met are anxious to tackle, and the legislators that have remained are anxious to tackle big issues on behalf of Kentucky. And so they may be able to get more comprehensive stuff done.
J.D. Cheney says it's more likely the larger tax reforms would not be put on the table for serious consideration until the 2020 General Assembly session. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.